I'm Bonnie Winslow Christ, Harford County Library Oral History Interviewer for the Harford Living Treasure Program. It is 9:30 a.m. Tuesday, July 18th, 2000. I'm sitting in the family room or living room of C. Curtis Morgan on Belair Avenue in Aberdeen, Maryland. In addition to Mr. Morgan, his wife Dorothy Cord Morgan will be with us this morning. Mr. Morgan, where were you born?
Rocks, Maryland.
Okay. Close to the Rocks itself, or?
Right in that area.
Wow, all right. What did your parents do there?
What did they do then? Well, my father worked for a wheel manufacturing company up at, you heard of Wheel Road in Bel Air?
Right.
They made wheels back in those days. And that's one thing he did. And then I think he was raised on a farm. But other than that, I'm not sure what he did next. Mm-hmm. After the effect.
And your mom?
My mother was, you want her name?
Sure.
Fair Mahan.
How do you spell Mahan?
M-A-H-A-N, Mahan.
Okay. And was she employed outside the home, or?
No.
She worked on the farm. So you were then raised on a farm there, or?
Do you want me to give a little of my history?
Yes, I do.
Well, my mother died when I was 6 years old, and I went to live with a cousin of, and went to live with Mr. and Mrs. Dick. Mm-hmm. Who was a cousin, Mr. Dick was a cousin of my mother. And I was raised on the farm there in Carson's Run.
Carson's Run?
Mm-hmm.
So I assume you did all the farm things. Where did you go to school?
I worked on the farm as a kid, and after I grew up there for a while. I went to a little local school right there at Carson's Run. Jefferson
School?
Mm-hmm.
How did
two-room school.
Two-room? How many grades were there?
Seven.
To seven?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to school after that?
No, I didn't.
You went to the seventh grade at Carson's Run?
Seventh grade.
Wow. Okay.
But the reason I didn't go, there was no way to get to school. To Aberdeen or Bel Air, there was no buses. Now, this was back in 1912 or 13 we're talking about. And there was no way to get to Aberdeen or to Bel Air. Now, I guess it was probably about 1917 they put buses on to carry the kids
to
all county schools.
Okay, so you went as far as you could go without having to travel really far then. What was your childhood like? What were some of the things, the activities you did as a child? Do you remember any of them?
Well, I guess I did the usual things. I don't know. There wasn't a whole lot to do with Carson's Run, I can tell you. We had a swimming hole, we called it,
mm-hmm.
which was about a mile and a half from the house, which we would go every once in a while in the summertime. And, there wasn't too much to do around Carson's Run, I can tell you.
Okay.
Ice cream on Saturday
night. Yeah, well, of course, yes. The stores in those days, they didn't have fresh meats or ice cream or anything like that. Only they'd go to Baltimore on Saturday or Friday evening. And over the weekend, of course, they would have the fresh meats and ice cream and that sort of thing.
Okay. I thought maybe you were saying you made your ice cream with an ice cream maker.
Well, people did make a lot of ice cream.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember what the community was like when you were growing up in that area?
Well, in what respect?
Well, was there a little store? And what store
had,
was it?
We had two stores.
Did you?
At Carson's Run, uh-huh. And, of course, church, Methodist Church was rather close. Miss Chapel. About 2 miles, 2 or 3 miles. And then Bruce Chapel, another Methodist church. And, it was time we walked all the way to church. We did that before I was mobile. Oh, and of course, had a horse and the buggy most of the time. I had walked.
Did you, if it was a family horse, did you have your own horse to ride about?
Oh, we had our own horses.
Had your own horses to ride about?
Right.
Okay. How did you decide what to do when you were ready? After the seventh grade, ready to be employed, how did you make your choices in jobs?
Well, we were lived on the farm.
Right.
And so I worked on the farm. And then Mr. Dick was in the hauling business with horses.
Okay.
4 and 6 head of horses. At one time, to one wagon with a wagon they had a way to animal horses with a line, dirt line. And he hauled piling from the area into Aberdeen from one train shifter.
So it would be like logs or?
Very long piling.
Very long, okay. Okay. Did you drive some of the wagons?
I guess 22, Mr. Dick bought a truck, of course, and I was getting a little age on it. I was soon old enough to drive the truck. And then we progressed with the trucking and had, I guess, up to 6 trucks that we operated.
Wow.
And then in 1933, I decided to go in business for myself in the coal business. And of course, we were hauling canned goods then into Pennsylvania, up around as far north as Wilkes-Barre, and then I'd bring coal back.
Oh, gosh, okay.
And then as time went on, the business grew, I shifted in by train. And then in 33, I put a small tank, started the oil business. And I tried to go to Central Grand Refining Company at that time. And because they had most of the fuel business in the area, but I was unable to get room because they had a marketer in Maverick. And I went to Sherwood, and we could haul, take one little truck to the Baltimore, and haul up, pump up one little tank I had here for 1 year. And then Sinclair came back and asked me if the tank was available in Hattie Grace.
Nice.
So it was quite an opportunity for me because it was a good-sized plant. And we worked on a commission basis. They filled the warehouse with product and the tanks with fuel, and I was in business. And I really went to Tampa. I started out, I think the first few months I did about 12,000 gallons, and in a few years, well, I think it was 12 years, I was up to 1 million gallons.
Oh my gosh.
So I guess it would have been 12 years. But I had a good business. We Sinclair took over the Sherwood Brothers from Baltimore, and they were with Richfield Sherwood Brothers. And Sinclair owned Richfield. So when this changeover came, they gave me part of Sherwood's business in Harper County, so I had all of Harper County and part of Cecil County.
Oh,
so I really had a good business. And then as time went on, I built my own service stations, leased them back to Sinclair, had my own transports. Hauled into a truck. This was a period of, I'm talking now, I guess it took me 8 to 10 years to do this, but I had a big business.
Wow.
You said you hold, you sent some stuff on rail. What rail line were you using? Do you remember?
Well, they came in on Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Yeah.
And Havergrace. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Havergrace.
So it came in from Havergrace in Pennsylvania.
Well, I had, that's where my plant was in
right.
Havergrace.
Right.
And it came from Marcus. So.
Okay. I was wondering that. I also had noticed that you were Aberdeen Commissioner during World War II. What did that entail, Aberdeen Commissioner? What was that like?
Well, it's for the town commissioner. Mm-hmm. Well, the city of Aberdeen. It wasn't the city then.
It was a town?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of responsibilities were there about that time?
Well, you ran the business, what business there was at that time. Of course, yeah. Aberdeen has grown. Right across the sort of land, even I think.
Right. Said you.
Of course, the Truman Grant started at 1918, so.
Mm-hmm.
So this was in the 30s, I think, 34. I guess later than that, not commission.
Well,
they
moved down
to about 35, 36. Yeah, 36,
37. Okay. Also said you chaired the local selective service board.
Mm-hmm. That's Bel Air.
Oh, that was in Bel Air?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of duties were involved there?
Well, we took in all the young men that their names came up and approved or disapproved.
So you were the final say whether they went or didn't go?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. a tough one.
Which I didn't want.
That's tough.
I didn't want that. Yeah. I was talking to take them.
And I hear you were a member of the board of Harper Memorial Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about?
Well, a friend asked me to join, and I joined. And then, of course, we went from that to later years to what is it now?
Upper Chesapeake.
Upper Chesapeake. I was mm-hmm. there when that was formed. Also, that's a corporation, so that we could go into other types of business, banking business. And then we spread to, went up to Bel Air or
Allston.
Now that was the building we banked.
Right. The Memorial Hospital. Did you see it constructed? How long has it been? Were you one of those who saw it built in Havergrace?
When what was built?
The Memorial Hospital.
Memorial Hospital goes back to 1918, or mm-hmm. I guess before that, the mm-hmm. first Memorial Hospital. Yeah. On the Harper Memorial.
Okay. It says you're a longtime member of Grace United Methodist Church. When did you start going there?
Well, that's I went to Booth Chapel Church first when I was a kid, and that was Booth Chapel was a Southern Methodist, and of course the Aberdeen Church was a Northern Methodist. Well, she was a Northern Methodist, and I was a Southern Methodist. That was after we were married that we you say when did I start going? I'm not sure when we changed from Booth Chapel up here, when that happened. It was probably It was in the 20s.
Well, then you said before, how did you meet?
Oh boy, that's a story.
Well, I've got plenty of tape.
You want her to tell that or me?
Well, you can tell and she'll correct you.
Okay. the church, we were having a picnic, strawberry picnic.
Strawberry festival.
Festival, whatever you call it, up at our home at Carson Club. So this evening I was there churning the ice cream, and then came a carload of young ladies. She was one of them. That's the first time that we met. So that's where that started.
Well, what what did you think? Did you start dating then, or?
Shortly after that, but we had a terrible time with our dates because they didn't allow her. She wasn't allowed to date. And we would meet when we could, and finally we weren't getting anywhere, so she went to Eaton Burnett in Baltimore.
I went to business school.
Business school. And I'd go down once a day, and once a week, and see her for an hour or two, and then I got tired of that, and I said, listen, we've got to get married. So we eloped.
You eloped? Where were you married then? In Bel Air? The courthouse?
No, we got our license.
In the manse.
In the manse, the Presbyterian church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bel Air, didn't have a license, didn't have a ring.
I didn't want to go into that, but again.
I want to hear the song.
All right. I was supposed to meet her in Baltimore on Monday. So she got a friend to call me and tell me that she couldn't go on Monday. So I called back and I said, well, then we'll get married. We were going to get married on Monday. I said, we'll get married today, Sunday. And of course, she didn't ask, how are you going to do that without a license? Well, I knew Mike Kane, who was the clerk of the court. So I called Mike up. I said, Mike, one favor. He said, what's that? I said, I need a marriage license. He said, when? I said, today. He said, this is Sunday. I said, no, I know, but you can get it. He said, okay, come on up. So I went up. I remember Mrs. Kane said, what are you running off? Are you eloping or something? I said, yes, we are. I said, I know it. I said, I can't explain it to you now, but I said, it's something we have to do. So that's what we do.
And were you ready? Did you have a dress ready?
Of course I was. I had gone to the young people's meeting at church, and that's where you picked me up.
So your mom and dad didn't know?
Grandparents.
Well, my people did.
Your people didn't know?
No, but they couldn't know. They were mothers.
And my dad didn't know. I lived in Baltimore with my mother, with my sister and brother. Mm-hmm. Such a time.
So when did you tell everybody? When did you tell them?
Well, after we were married. She said, I'll call them up and tell them we're married. So she did. She called me and said, I can't talk. So I talked to her uncle and I said, Claude, Dorothy and I were just married. He said, you better not be married. I said, too late, Claude, we're married. And he said, well, where are you? And I told him, he said, well, you wait there. We got. I said, okay, come on. So I said to the minister, did you tie? You think you tied a good knot? He said, never tied a better one. I said, okay, we'll try it. So he came up. And he took the knot out of the car and wanted to come home with him and all that stuff.
He wanted me to come back to Aberdeen and said, we'll straighten this out. I said, oh no, I'm in love with Kirby and I'm going with him.
Okay, so you just, that was the end of that.
Yeah.
Where did you live at first?
Back at Carson Run with Mr. Mitzi.
Okay, did you have your own place or lived up?
No, lived with them.
Huh? How long did you live with them before you got your first place of your own?
We lived with them until they both died, and we took care of them until they passed on, and then we, Mr. Dick never lived here. Mrs. Dick did. He lived in another house up
right up the street here on the corner. On that big house.
So she moved in with us and we took care of her till she died. Yeah. We had a wonderful life with her. She was great.
That's nice.
And we even kept her twin sister.
You kept her sister also?
For about
a long time.
About 8 years. What were the Dick's first names?
Lumsden. J. Lumsden Dick.
Lumsden, how do you spell that?
L-U-M-D-S-O-N, Lumsden Dick.
And Mrs. Dick was
What was her first name?
May.
May.
She was May Wellesby.
Okay, I also have a note here that you were involved with the Aberdeen Lions Club.
Mm-hmm.
How did that start? Were you one of the first members, or?
No, I could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Probably was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, when we started, when they proposed the Rotary, I had my mind changed and go for it.
Mm-hmm.
A charter member
of the Aberdeen Rotary. How long were you a member then? Still a member?
I'm still a member.
Wow.
We just had a big 50th anniversary of it.
Okay.
Holy Club, and of course, out of the States.
What are some of the things the Rotary Club's done over the years that you were involved with?
Oh my, that's too numerous to mention.
Well, pick a couple.
Well, the first one thing we did, we worked very close with the Proving Ground, and we, for the foreign officers came in here, they would bring in a group of foreign officers every year, and the Rotary Club, for one thing, we entertained them every year, and we did so many things. It's been a great help to the aggregate. Of course, right now in the past, I guess it's 5 years, we have had the Boys and Girls of Rotary Golf, and I think we raised, what did we raise a year? I forget. It's
Yeah, ran up to about 20.
Ran $20,000 a year for them. We've done that for this long, about a 6 or 7 year, I think, on that. And so many things we've done.
I noticed that you're the honorary director of the Boys and Girls Club of Harper County.
Mm-hmm.
And how did that come about? They just...
Well, of course, I was a member for when we organized,
mm-hmm.
I helped organize it. And then... Then I became retired, and that's been 2 years ago, I think, 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
I'm still active.
I was going to say, you're still active, retired.
Yeah.
Kind
that's
of a word.
Right.
Yeah. He's not running all the gas stations, but he's, yeah. Also, I have here the Aberdeen Lodge, 187 AF and AM.
Mm-hmm.
And what would be that? What would be your involvement there?
Well, I was a member, I'm the only 70-year member that they've ever had, that the Lodge has ever had.
Uh-huh.
And that just happened. We just had a big, they threw a big party for us.
Oh, nice. And the Aberdeen Moose Lodge. You're involved with that also?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I was a charter member.
You were a charter member? When was that formed?
That was probably in the 40s.
Early 40s. What sort of things have that organization done?
Well, we built a new hall for a very nice place here in Aberdeen. And it serves quite a purpose for a class of people that just are not moose, but they're not Rotary people or mm-hmm. for this type, but the moose does a great service to the town. They run a nice place, and they're members of the place to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been quite effective. Of course, and they have schools and a great system, and ran Chicago for a tremendous school for kids, and they don't turn anyone down.
Orphans.
Yeah.
Like
and they also with the elderly in Florida. Moose Haven, Moose Hearts, a school.
Oh, nice. Those are nice names. I like the names. I thought you were involved with the blood bank of Maryland. Well, tell me about that.
Well, that's just a little organization that supervises taking the blood. It was always taken at Harvard Memorial Hospital. And they had an organization that ran that for the hospital.
I'd say it's more than a little organization if you needed the blood. I think it's real important to it. And also the Harvard Educational Foundation, Harvard Community College.
Well, I was on that board.
You got involved with our community college even though you only went to seventh grade. I commend you.
That's treasure of the hospital. I've done everything. I don't know how I did it, but I accomplished it.
So did you see Harvard Community College then as it began?
Well, no, I wasn't on the board in the beginning, but I was taken in later.
Did you? But you were around the area, so you saw how it began. And,
Oh yeah.
Okay. Could you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Well. Of course, I was a farm, and I didn't know the people's name that owned the farm. I can't just think of it right now. But we saw start from just a very small school, and of course, Bill James Willard James, who was treasurer of Harvard Maryland State Treasurer for years, and he got me on. We were great friends. Of course, I got him on the board of the bank and all that sort of thing. And so he took me in there. Yeah, I did a lot of things without any education.
Well, that sounds like you're self-educated, and that.
And of course, I was with the draft board. I was head of that draft board.
And now you're the honorary director of the Ripken Museum. Why don't you tell, everybody's going to know about that. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that? Did you know the Ripken family well then?
Oh, yes. I knew the grandfather.
Oh, what was his name?
They lived here. Aaron Ripken. Mm-hmm. And that was Cal Sr.'s father. And then on the board of the bank, we have Billy Ripken. That's Young Billy, Uncle Billy, that is Cal's uncle, was on our board. And he played baseball for Philadelphia Athletics, I guess it was. And I know one year, Branch Rickey came down and they wanted he didn't make progress that they knew that he was capable of doing, so they wanted him to stay another year, and the bank had let him go off the board, see, and until he see if he was going to make it, and they wanted to come the second year, and Grant Trick came in to talk to him.
So you meet Cal Sr. and Billy.
All the way back.
Do you remember when Cal was younger? Cal Sr. Was he involved in baseball?
Oh yes. Yeah. All the time. Yeah. All the time.
Did you see him play?
Oh yeah. All the time.
Well, could you tell from a young age that the Ripken family was going to end up so involved in baseball?
Oh yeah. Of course. Cal. Senior became a catcher for the Orioles in the minor leagues, and then he became a manager in the minor leagues. And of course, summertime that she would take the kids and follow him to wherever he was. They would play baseball about it.
And how about Cal Jr.? Could you tell from a young age
what he was playing
in town?
They all knew it. High school.
In the winter, they played down in the high school, the old high school gym.
Well, he's and our grandson trained with
Cal
and and Junior for 1 year, and Kent went way to Whitford Club, but he didn't stay. I guess he could have, but I think he did. And he was young.
Well, talking about your children, when did the first youngster come along? I got you married and living in Upper Carson's Run. Now, when did that first youngster arrive?
We were married in 32. Mm-hmm. Our first baby, son, was born in July of 34. We lost him. And our daughter Nancy in 36. And our daughter Linda in 38.
Oh my. Did, by then, I guess the schools had changed and there's new.
Of course, I went to the old high school right up here on Route 40.
Oh, the Aberdeen?
Yeah.
Where were you born then?
I was born in the city, mm-hmm. See, with my parents. But at fifth grade, my mother passed away. I came to Aberdeen with my grandparents.
What were your grandparents' names?
Godwin.
Okay.
J.W. Godwin.
Okay.
And my grandmother's maiden name was Ivins, and that's a very prominent name in this area.
Okay.
Her nephew was a pharmacist and opened a drugstore right downtown.
What school did you go to when you got out here?
Pardon?
Did you go to school when you got out here?
Oh, yeah.
What school did you go to first?
Right up on Route 40. That's part of the old, what is it, the county has it now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the old brick building.
That's fine. And did you how many grades did you go to?
Graduated.
You graduated, very good.
Yes.
And then you said
and
you
I thought this might be it. Our graduation ceremony was at Grove Presbyterian Church. And there were just 11 graduates in 29.
11 graduates in 29. What sort of, what kind of celebration would happen that day?
Well, we had a real formal program and all. Just 11 of us.
I'm telling you, a lot of change, isn't it?
Well, that's one of the things I'm going to ask you about. What are the biggest changes you've noticed in Harford County?
Everything.
Everything, but be specific.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, the progress we have seen just all of the things that we all take for granted there. We had one of the first TVs, refrigerator, radio. I heard a fight on the radio. I must not have been probably 11 with the earphone.
Well, I'll tell you a little story about it. I went down a little store to Carson's Run, and I went in, and this is one of the deals where the fellow, Arthur Gilbert, had a little store. There's two stores there. And he went down Friday, and so this time he bought I went in the store, and here he was with these things on his ears, and I saw this box on the floor, and I said, what's going on there? And he said, it's a radio. First radio I'd ever seen.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Did you get to listen to it that day?
Oh, yeah, sure.
What kind of things were on the radio? You said there was fights? What else was on the radio?
Well, music and fights. And
wrestling was on TV. And that's first
and the station, I never forgot it. It was KDKA Pittsburgh. I think it's still operating.
Wow. KDKA. Coming over from Pittsburgh, that's quite a signal, too. Gosh.
It was a small
space. It would have to be.
Of course, I remember my first automobile ride.
Oh, my.
And I still lived in Baltimore. My mother was in the choir at the church, and one of the gentlemen had a new car, and he came by and took us for a ride. I might have been 8, maybe.
Well, I remember the same thing.
Streetcar.
My uncle picked us up when I was just a kid and went to Old Baltimore then on the proving ground. You know, if it hadn't been for the proving ground, Aberdeen would have been like Annapolis or some big, it would have been big, because there's thousands of acres down there right on the bay, see?
Right.
And it would have really been something.
The proving ground brought prosperity.
Well, to Harper County
and to Harper County.
And Cecil County and all over.
Do you remember what kind of automobile you rode in first, or?
Well, this was a Ford that my uncle had, Ford, a Model T.
Model T,
brass, headlamps, something out on the fender.
You must have thought you were something right.
Oh, yeah. And our first car, Mr. Dick, was 1918 Buick.
Yellow?
No, no. Oh, that was way.
That's the one I saw.
Yeah.
You're a yellow car.
A yellow Buick. I thought of one thing, maybe for the town.
Right.
In the 20s, the Eastern Star Ladies, that was at Christmas Eve.
That's a branch of Masons.
Huh?
That's a branch of Masons.
Yeah. Would gather at the Christmas tree down at the little square down on Delaware Avenue, and we'd all sing Christmas songs, carols.
So you remember the Eastern Star? You remember the Eastern Star?
Oh, yeah.
You were not a member.
I was not a member. Right. My aunt Anna, and he was whatever they called the one gentleman.
The Mason?
In the Eastern Star. Praying something.
Well, how about, do you remember anything about the social life when you all were growing up? Were there any dances?
Oh, yeah. We had the ARC was part of the proving ground, ARC, which was trained, which they opened here. There's a big building for the troops. And, of course, the ladies of the town ran it, and it was wonderful for them. And they had dances for the girls, for the boys.
Well, even before that, the dances over to Harvard Grace at the Bayou,
okay,
which is on the river,
right?
And now that was before we were married. I went and danced a couple of times.
In Harvard Grace at the dance club?
At the Bayou.
Do you know where the Bayou is?
It's right down the water, isn't it?
It's right on the water.
Yeah.
And they have that walk there now. Have you ever?
I haven't done the whole walk now. There's like different
places. It's really nice.
Oh, you must go.
A lot of people go there
before. My husband and I had planned to go one day, and we got rained out. I wasn't game for walking in the rain. So, and how about the fire department?
No.
Did they have any up here? When did
they
start?
Oh, yes. Well, now, I never joined that because it just didn't work in with my business.
Your schedule. Do you remember them being built and growing?
Oh, yeah. They had a good fire department. The Harvard Grace always had a good fire.
Sports, do you remember when they first started in this area? I guess there was ice skating or maybe?
Well, of course, baseball every Saturday. And Susquehanna League. It was a good league. Very good baseball. And her uncle played on the team.
Your uncle? What was your uncle's name?
Claude Brown.
Claude Brown played on the
Susquehanna Lake. My father played there. Well, I do not remember that. Mm-hmm.
Did you remember going to see your uncle play?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about the railroads? Do you remember anything about those in the area?
Oh, yes. I know all about them.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about the railroads.
Well, there isn't too much to tell, I guess. Of course, they were main track, main railroad, being on that. Of course, Aberdeen was where canning more or less started, in Maryland, and maybe, I don't know if they made a canning, it might have been, I don't know, I'm not sure, but Van Corn might have originated, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But at one time there was just under 100 canning houses in Harper County.
Oh, my.
A little canning house, just farmers would have one. And maybe employ 30 people or 35 people, and just very small. And we had canning.
What was the name of your canning house? Did you have like a label?
No, you used the broker's label.
Oh, what broker collected?
Of course, we had three brokers in Aberdeen, so you can imagine. It was C.W. Baker and Son, Silvers, and A.W. Sisk and Son. Or Sisk. And Bel Air also had Robinson. I forget who was another name, and it was Robinson and Bel Air, but it was a big deal.
So going back to the railroads, you wrote the Royal Blue. That was the crack train from Baltimore to New York.
The Royal Blue.
The Royal Blue.
And her father, her grandfather, worked the switches, and worked them by hand, mind you, for years. He worked them, he had night shift.
Where did he work the switches at?
Right here at Aberdeen.
Right at Aberdeen?
That was for the crossing here and for the area.
He had levers, big levers, and through telegraphy, he would get the message that the train was coming, like through Aberdeen, and he would have to release the.
This was all done by hand, like,
wow.
Back in those days.
Wow.
Never miss a day.
Never miss a day at work. How many years do you work for Aberdeen? Forever.
He retired at 75, I suppose, 40 years at least. Never missed. Mm-hmm. From 3 to 11.
Wow. Evening shift at the top shift. Wow. Well, that would have been one through Aberdeen?
That would have been
B&O, right, because Pennsylvania was over.
I remember coming up to see General Pershing.
General Pershing.
From the First World War. We all came out on the back of the car.
Right. Do you remember any other things, people coming through town?
Oh, all the presidents used to stop there.
Did you get to see some of them?
Oh, yeah.
Well, who did you see?
Well, Truman. A lot of them stopped. He got so he didn't even pay any attention to them.
Oh, I couldn't have been very old when I remember the back perch. But I do remember standing at, they had the car that had the rails railing on the back.
On the back.
That would be the last car.
The last car.
The last car. And you saw Truman, when a president came through, was it the same brass railing or did they do extra decoration?
Oh, well, then, of course, they were special trainings.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember.
Well, they probably were private. Or maybe I don't remember.
How about some of our noted Harper Countyans? Did you know Millard Tidings?
Well, I sat on the board with Millard at our bank for years.
Did you?
Well, what was he like?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Any special stories with him? Or?
Oh, yeah. He had numerous dimensions.
Well, pick a couple for me.
What was one day saying? Well, I'm the hell of a way to run a railroad.
Hell of a way to run a railroad, okay. I guess we'll put that one in.
I forget. He was a great fellow. Wonderful.
Lovely gentleman.
Of course, we've been all to his place.
How about Mary Bestow? Did you know?
I knew of Mary.
Didn't
know. I've seen her many times. I know where she lived. I thought about her. You know where she lived. Right. Right there on the road. Right. Where you get cooked
down. Actually, I don't live too far from there.
Oh, is that right? When my mother died, my aunt, I know on one or two occasions that they took me up to the camp meeting.
Right,
well, during the day, the big day that they had. It was quite a meeting place.
What were the meetings like? Do you remember?
I don't remember too
much.
Not
much. You're too young. Too young.
Well, there was a lot of music and, of course, then a sermon.
Well, this was on Sunday, big day.
I went to many camp meetings.
Right. Well, tell me about one once you went to.
Now that was when I was just probably 4 and 5. My mother took us to church all the time, and they'd have camp meetings in a little grove of trees, and they had ministers
come. They had cottages there that would go out for the summer. Oh. Didn't you stay most of the summer?
Pardon?
They stayed in those cottages.
Oh, yes,
some of the people. My dad. Side two. Okay, you were talking about your dad would get a cottage for the summer, and
well, they would have the camp eating grounds, and some of the folks from the city would rent the little cottages, and then they had services every weekend, and often the family would stay up, like out of Baltimore, Glendon, and then we went up. Daddy bought one up at New Freedom, Pennsylvania, which is just over the lot. And I'd take the children, our daughters, to visit. We'd attend the services.
And then we'd go back and work during the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, I know I asked you about Miller Tidings and Mary Visto. How about John O'Neill?
Oh, yes, yeah, I knew that. Not well, but I knew it.
Knew?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about C. Milton Wright?
Oh, well, he was our, what did he call Milton, Mr. Wright?
He was superintendent of school.
And he'd only come around up at Jefferson maybe once a month or 2 or 3 months. Mm-hmm. But he was well liked by teacher.
What was the name of your teacher, do you remember?
Oh, Mrs. James and Mrs.
Gus Waller,
Mrs. Wright, and Mrs. Harwood, and
Liz, how about you when you were at Aberdeen High? Remember some of your teachers?
Miss Walker,
okay.
Lived right up Paradise Road on the corner as you go to 152. Virginia Monetizing was from Bel Air. And Miss Powell was from there. And the principal was Mr. Stevens.
Okay. And how about William S. James? Did you know?
Oh, Bill and I, we were close friends.
Were you? Then
very close.
Now I know I'm going to get a story. Okay.
Very close.
Now you got to tell me a story if you're that close.
Very close.
Tell me a story. Something about him that would be, you would know. A story of him.
All right, let's see. Of course, I got Bill on our bank board.
Okay.
And it so happened that our president of our board, Mr. Smith Michael, and I were very close, and he's much older than I was. And it so happened that Bill's father, Roy James, and Mr. Michael weren't good friends.
Oh my.
And,
oh my.
So Bill, when Bill ran for office, I don't know which office it was at that time, but Hayden ran at the same time. And Mr. Michael, not liking Bill's father, he worked for Hayden and not for Bill. So the years rolled by and we needed somebody on the board. And there's one fellow that I won't mention his name, because it would be right. He isn't living, and I guess he's not. But anyway, I didn't care for the fellow, and he was trying hard to get on the bank board. So Mr. Michael said something to me about him, and I said, well, Mr. Michael, okay. I said, if he comes on the board, I won't stay on the board, because I just don't like the fellow. And I wasn't the only one. Then the time came that I was going to have to get somebody. So I said, well, Mr. Michael, he said, do you know who you think? Do you have anybody? I said, yes. I'd recommend Bill James. Do you like him that well? I said, yes, I do. So the next day he came back to me and said, why don't you ask Bill? This is what he didn't like me. I said, I'd be glad. Well, sir, I asked Bill, and Bill almost fainted. He said, Mr. Michael, on the bank. I said, yep. Well, yes, he said, be on the bank board. Well, he came on the bank board, and then Mr. Michael turned out to be a greatest of
men. So he found that he liked the son, even though he might not have been fond of the dad.
Yeah.
So you were just a real good friend then.
Oh yeah, we were good friends. And I guess it was Bill that got me on the school board. I mean the
foundation.
Up at the college.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Lovely word.
I've got to ask you about the racetrack here. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, yeah. Of course, that was big times here when the races were on. And it would fill all the space that they had in the homes here for taking in groomers, both Harry Grace and Aberdeen. And that was twice a year, spring and fall. It was really busy time.
Did you ever take in a rumor? Did you ever take in a jockey or anybody?
No.
We did during World War II.
You did take people in then?
Oh, yeah.
Who did you take in?
Everybody did. Most everybody did.
Who did you buy?
Contractor. We had a man and a wife that was in the war effort at the proving ground. And then we had an elderly gentleman. And then we lived right up here on the corner.
On the corner on Bel Air here.
So, you just used all your rooms that were available.
So so almost everybody in town then would be
talking about Whitesville.
And of course, we all supported the ARC.
Now back to the racetrack. You, that spring and fall, they would have their two meets, and they would be regular races with the jockeys and the horses.
Oh yeah, it was a big track. It was a good track. People came from New York regularly on trains. It was very good.
So they took the train line down from New York into Aberdeen and had to graze. And did you ever see the races?
No, I never. I went one time with my daughter. And of course, Nancy, she knew all the horses by blood and
bloodlines
and all that.
And she got, how did she get into horses?
Well, she loved them from kid up. If a horse would come down the street and turn, she'd walk alongside it until it got out of away from my property up here every time. She loved horses.
They used to have the little ice cream people left them. They had sold the ice cream.
Well, they didn't have horses, but that was...
No, that's right, they did.
Did any other businesses have horses? Did a lot of the...
Way back they did. For delivering milk or... even mail carriers.
Mail carriers had horses?
Oh, yeah, out in the country. Not in town here particularly. They walked, but out in the country they used horses.
Did they have a wagon, or did they
basically... They're built especially for mail carriers.
A mail carrier buggy?
Mail carrier buggy.
Oh, my God.
Made by over in Aberdeen.
They were made in Aberdeen? Well, it was a special company that made?
Yeah, Burns.
Burns Company made them. They make just this area, didn't make it for a whole...
I don't know how far they shipped that, but they made them for here. I imagine they shipped them everywhere.
Yeah, with the rail lines, probably. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine that, but that's fun. And so your daughter had horses then?
Oh, yes. She had good horses.
They had good horses.
Ponies.
Large ponies.
We sold one pony to in Cleveland and delivered it out there.
How did you get out to Cleveland?
Well, we had our own trailer, back to the car. And I said to the fellow, he called me up, he said, is this horse as good as you advertised? I said, well, I think so. And I told him to call. And so he called me back, he said, I'd like to have the horse. I said, fine. He said, I want you to bring it out. I said, no, I'm not going to bring it in. He said, I can't come get him. He said, I'll pay you for bringing it out. And if I don't keep the horse after your daughter shows it to me, I'll pay you to take it back. Bring that thing back.
Couldn't lose.
And it was a good horse. But, and they had a paper that wrote up all, what do they call the paper that wrote up all the horse stories? And she was advertising it. And,
you mean the magazine?
Oh, dear. So anyway, we got a pretty good price. But I bought all the horse. I had a friend that knew horses, and
what was the friend's name?
Carol Sissinger. He lived in Cartersville, and he was a real good guy. And whenever I won the one, he could look at getting a fun.
Did he pick your daughter's horse that she rode up in Madison Square Garden? Do you want to name the horse?
Moonbeam. Was one of them, and then the high noon was another, I think. We had good fun. Sell them. That's all we'll sell. Well, one sell.
That's good. Must have kept them on them.
Well, they were written up. She won so much with them that they bought them a record.
Do you have anything else that you'd like to add? That you can think of that I've missed? Keep trying to think of things you guys know. You probably know some of the things. I know I asked you the delivery, the ice. How did y'all get ice?
Well, you go get it yourself at the ice plant. We were here in town.
Well, what's the name of the ice plant? Do you know?
Well, one of them was McClellan's ice plant, and one was, I guess, went back to Cronin's.
Okay.
The Cronin family, of course, is very prominent in this area.
Woman was a lawyer and the senator.
Yeah, there were eight children in that family. They all went to college.
Wow.
That's, I don't know how they did it, but they did.
Wow.
And Jay Wilmer, the oldest, was the first graduate at Aberdeen High. And the one and only that year.
The only person to graduate from high school?
How many was in your class?
11.
She had a big class. At 11, gosh, you know. And so you would go over to the ice, and when you had ice, like I said, ice box when you first came to Aberdeen, or did you?
No, we had
it
first, right?
So you have to go get.
I was in 33.
Oh.
We were modern then.
Oh, gosh, yeah. So when you're up at the farm, you'd have to drive in and then get your ice and bring it back and sort of thing. How about the Susquehanna? Did you ever hear of the big ice gorges? And ice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I didn't really.
And the towpath, you know about the towpath?
No, what? I mean, tell me a little about the towpath.
Well, it comes from Cooperstown down to Happy Race. You don't know about the towpath?
I have nothing, no.
Well, they call the
lockout.
The lockout.
At Aberdeen Bridge.
This little canal comes from Cooperstown down to Susquehanna, right along the edge of it, and into Happy Grace. And they would bring logs down, they'd float them down, or they would bring cargo in little
barges
and pull with mules along the side of the towpath. You have to go see that.
I will. I'm going to pick all the things I'm going to go see if I do these.
Yeah, well, they really got it fixed up nice, and they keep it open to show people every year. And you can join, and it'd be interesting for you.
Did you ever see the Susquehanna frozen or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And ice would get pretty thick then.
Oh, it sure is. They'd have ice jams, they call it, down as far as Bellerton. I know one year we'd go down and chow with the ice and saw it
we
piled up.
We'd go down to see
Isaac. Well.
I know earlier you were mentioning that you heard an ice story about the railroad. And that, I remember you mentioned this before we crossed the recording here, about they ran a train over the ice.
Yeah, well, I can't repeat that too much, but I don't know exactly what that was. But they said that they did. I don't know why that would be.
They laid a track and ran the train over the ice.
That's what I heard, yeah.
We remember the double-decker bridge over the Susquehanna.
I'm the first one ever went over the double-decker. Mm-hmm. I was selling trucks, Republic trucks, out of Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
And I brought one up to demonstrate it to Abbott Brothers and Abbey Race. And they said, how about taking a load of gravel over on the other side of the bridge for us? They said, you'll be the first one ever to go over the bridge. So I took it over the other side.
The double decker, was it driving both ways or was it a walking
one? One over the other.
One over the other?
Mm-hmm. Well, they had the one, and they used it for double, but it was too narrow, so then they put the one on top.
On top of it.
Yeah, speed up traffic.
Wow. Hard to imagine there'd be that much traffic, but I guess there was.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember any of the other special things? Remember the Beta Shoe Company, anything about that when it first came?
Yeah. That's the year that I... went to Sinclair Refining Company in 1936.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also the year that the Route 40. Let's see, what did they do, right? I guess that's the year they built Route 40. then closed seven. They had seven, then they opened 40.
40.
That's the year I went to Sinclair.
Wow. And how about the war effort? I know you talked about you housed people because of the proving ground. Were there any other war efforts that you remember in the town? Any more special war efforts?
Well, of course, they had the ARC building, which they entertained the troops.
We all did volunteer.
Everybody did volunteer.
You know, we had the plane watch. He went up in the tower of this.
We watched for planes coming over around the clock and up in the steeple in the school.
So the school you went to? Where did you go to watch for the plane?
Up in the school, in the tower.
Yes.
And we reported it.
And
every plane that you started.
Every plane to stop.
During the war.
Any other war effort that you remember?
Wilbur Crone, that I spoke about, was one of the leading citizens of the ARC, entertaining the soldiers. They had dances, had the May Queen several years. They brought buses of girls from the city to dance with the boys. Our daughters were choir girls in one of the celebrations.
So May Day was a big celebration.
May, yeah.
The May Queen sort of thing. Your girls were the flower girls, okay.
Did you know how they really used to shoot ducks down on them? You've heard, mm-hmm. You ever heard of them?
No.
Well, that's why the Bayou Hotel was built. For the sports that came down from New York.
Okay, sportsmen?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they had they'd come there and spend the time that they wanted to, could spend for ducking. Mm-hmm. Duck hunting.
Okay.
Yep, on the flat.
Were you ever a hunter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've shot ducks out of a sink box, which very few people know. That's living today has done that.
Okay. Where were the sink boxes?
The sink box was right out in the bay, or in the flats, rather.
Mm-hmm.
They call it flats. And
it
was built so that the wings were the whole thing was probably 20 feet. And then you would have two sink boxes with a cutout big enough for you to lay down on your back, and you'd be in the down below the water, but it was built in for you, see, so you could lay down and lay on your back and these ducks come in. You were in all these decoys. You had these decoys all around
you.
Yeah.
And it
raise up and shoot.
Okay. I don't believe I've ever heard of this thing, Fox, but okay. And it was on the Susquehanna then that you did have these things.
Or it would be of course I'm thinking about the bay and the budget was on the Susquehanna.
And that happened all the way down the eastern shore of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way.
One way.
Another way is bushwhacking. Bushwhacking, you take a boat and you build up so that you can sit up and with swell and everything or something to hide you, and then you shoot through the, you have a peephole through the skull.
Straw in the fire.
Shoot, and you skull down, and the sculler would be in the back, and it put the paddle, and he could take you down, and that boat would go flat, wouldn't even move.
Wow.
As far as this way.
Wouldn't wobble along. And did you get your duck to eat them?
Oh, sure.
Oh,
and did you want to have to clean those ducks?
Oh, yeah.
And were they hard to do?
Really?
Yeah.
And geese?
So Christmas.
We had the Chesapeake Bay dog.
Oh, did you?
Which?
We didn't.
We didn't, but you had to. They would.
They would take.
Swim out and get the ducks. Ducks.
They had the ducks, bring them in, and you got to clean and cook them.
My uncle did a lot of hunting, and he had a Chesapeake Bay duck.
That's what they were trained. Yeah, to go out and get the birds.
Yeah.
So does that mean at Christmas time you had a goose, or did you have a?
No, we had a turkey.
Did you have a turkey? I was waiting for you to tell me you had a goose.
We weren't that much for geese. Yeah. We didn't have too many geese. We didn't eat too many geese.
Mm-hmm. But lots of ducks. The Campbell's back, of course, was.
Well, they.
My grandmother, I would not know many. She most had cooked in her lifetime. Now the real sportsmen like them sort of rare, but we didn't. Mm. We would cook them
pretty well.
Well.
Did you hunt anything else, or?
No, I bought rabbits and birds and quail, that sort of thing. Of course, my uncles all had dogs and stuff for hunting. And I had rabbit dogs, but didn't have birds.
So where'd you hunt? Well, of course, you know, just on your own property, or?
Well, our property or joint property.
Right.
Of course, we had our farm 110 acres.
Oh. What did you raise on your farm?
Oh, tomatoes and corn and wheat, and that sort of thing.
Milk herd.
And we had calves.
Did you? Oh, did calves too? Did you have, did you milk them all by hand?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
He did many a milking.
Many a milking, huh? How many had a cow?
30. 25. And I was a kid, and Mr. Dick had the farm, and all he ever did with it was raise corn, and then he would buy cattle, steers, and fatten them, and then sell them off when they were ready to butcher. So I was very aggressive, I guess. And I said, this doesn't make sense. I said, because it didn't make any money off of them. And I said, the only one way that we're going to stay on this farm, put calves on it. Well, you want calves? I said, well, that's the only way if you're going to stay on the farm. You have a check coming in once a month. So he fixed the barn all up, fixed calves. And, of course, the bad part of it was I had to help Malcolm. Well, I was in the truck. I was in the truck business pretty heavy then. And I also ventured, I was... learn how to grow mushrooms. I used to go up through the mushroom country and I saw them. I thought that's pretty lucrative. And then you had to sell salt. So I found out how to raise mushrooms, and I filled up. We had a big house, and in the basement I filled it up with mushroom bins, and I learned how to do it, and I knew how to do it. I was going to go in business for myself, one way or the other, or something. So then I got into the coal business and I let the mushroom go. Well, I probably would have been mushroom heavy if I had been.
What did you have to do to grow the mushrooms? What was the
Well, procedure? It's quite a thing. You buy this farm, and you have to
compost.
You have to compost horse manure.
Oh, okay.
You have to get the horse manure and let them compost it, and then put it in your building, and I had it in the basement.
Okay.
But the horse manure was no odor to it.
Right.
So after it had compost, and it was amazing how those things did. It was real interesting.
Well, when you were first doing it, did you sell any of them, or did you just get any growth?
Yeah, we sold some.
Yeah. Who'd you sell it to?
Stores.
Stores? What stores did you sell your mushrooms?
Well, up in Bel Air, you delivered them.
I took them up to the store.
Well, I learned how to do it, and I knew how to do it. And of course, up in Pennsylvania, it was one after the other. Have you ever seen them? The halves, mushroom halves?
Yeah, up by the line, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Lancaster, all that.
Well, that's what I was headed for if I hadn't gotten into coal business.
So you've been the mushroom king of Carthage.
Well, I've been some.
What stores did you deliver the mushrooms to?
Oh, I...
You don't really?
You don't want to remember.
I guess I don't want to remember.
I think of restaurants.
Yeah, see, restaurants use, of course, not as much as they do in this era.
Well, what were some of the restaurants around that time?
Well, the one that just closed up in Bel Air was there for years, next to the bank, mm-hmm. right across from the courthouse.
The Red Fox?
Mm-hmm. Red Fox, that was there for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there was one down on the corner that tore that down. That was across from the bank building. And I forget what that was. I forget the names of them now.
Well, we moved on to something more profitable.
That's the mushrooms tonight. When you had the cows, did you deliver milk and such, or?
No, we shifted the church bell to a regular place where the big trucks picked it up for Baltimore.
Oh, okay. So you would ship it to church bell, and that was where the...
We hauled it up ourselves.
Yeah. Okay.
And the big tank.
The tankers picked it up.
Do you remember the name of the business in Churchville where you sent it to?
Mrs. Hawkins.
Hawkins.
Earl Hawkins, who was
superintendent
of schools, wasn't it? Or he was Harrison. He was at Harrison too later on.
Yeah.
Earl Hawkins. And Mrs. Hawkins, her husband died, and she ran the business there. She had it was a big place.
Yeah.
That church. Mm.
Glad I got that.
The big trucks came in and picked it up.
When did you give up your cows and your mushrooms and move in?
When we came to Aberdeen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll tell you something else that's interesting. We sold a farm, 110 acres, and a new house, a big house. You know, going to Carson Run, you know, mm-hmm. As you go down the hill to Carson Run,
okay.
The church on the right, on what?
Little Baptist Church. Yeah.
That mm-hmm. big square house, that was all our farm.
Wow.
And we built that old house burned, and we built that house. Pretty nice house. You know how much we got for it? 110 mm-hmm. acres. With all the cows.
Mm-hmm.
$11,500.
Wow.
Oh my God. 11,000, mind
you. Probably at the time, it seemed like a good price.
That's all you could get.
Yeah.
That's the price.
That was the price. You said the old house burned?
The old house, yeah.
Yeah. Have fire there?
It caught on fire.
Up in the kitchen?
Wood stove. Or chimney, probably mm-hmm. chimney from the wood stove.
Did the fire department come and all?
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
You don't remember?
Oh, I remember the fire, but I was probably 10 years old.
So you were really young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved to Aberdeen in June of 36.
Mm-hmm.
So that's rather.
What did Aberdeen look like in 36?
Huh. Well, of course, all the old stores on the south side of Feller Avenue burned down in 1918.
Okay.
Wasn't it 18? And in fact, Doc's grandmother lived in one of them. It burned up two theirs and stopped.
I moved everything out of my grandmother's house on the other side. They were going to They were going to
burn one or
no,
they were going to
they were gonna level the house.
Blast it out
mm-hmm.
to stop the fire.
Right.
But they didn't have to do it.
So you
and then, that's one other thing I want to say. Then, see, in that block, Well, it's a grocery store, furniture store, Terry's Furniture Store, and the drugstore. And that was the Ivins family that I mentioned. So my grandmother let him put up a little tin building alongside of the house, and he opened up a little drug store.
A drug store in a little tin building?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, was that the first drug store in Aberdeen, probably, or one?
Well, there was one across the street, uh-huh. Which is Adele's.
Right.
Yes. One across the street.
Okay. And so the fire basically did destroy everything down to the tin?
From clear to the corner, what is now reported.
Right. And destroyed all that.
I don't remember that, but they brought in the soldiers from the proving ground, so we heard.
Help fight fire when it was there on Main Street. What did, when you did come here, what did Main Street look like when you arrived here at your first house?
Well, very country.
Right, well.
You know, and, of course, when you're children, you don't really think about that, I guess. But it was a country town.
Even with the railroad coming through, still a country town out here?
So,
okay. You said that the house you live in now, you built?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I had my architect and a head carpenter and a good one, mm-hmm. and a helper, good helper. And then we furnished our own help. We had the heating department and the oil company, and we had a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
And the labor work and the people all were heating in ourselves. And so we more or less built it ourselves.
Built the whole house, and that sort of thing. It's a lovely home.
And then we bought all of our lumber, and then you could get top lumber.
Where'd you buy your lumber from?
Well, from lumber yards here locally.
Oh.
Elizabeth Lumber.
Okay.
Keefhoffer.
Keefhoffer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He and I were good friends.
Were you friends? Keefhoffer's then.
Mm-hmm. I sold him all his products. That is oil.
Mm-hmm.
He and his trucks and everything. Full of oil.
That was the fault.
Yeah. Well, I'd say Melvin.
Melvin.
Was he a rather young, wonderful fellow.
Actually, I go to the church with a number of the Keefhoffers. I go to Jerseyville.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm. So,
of course, she's still living, I'm sure.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe so. And, do you remember what this town looked like when you first got here?
When
you first moved in? What do you remember about the town when you first got here?
Well, this house wasn't there.
Oh, of course.
This was a tennis court.
A tennis court?
Well, that house over there. That was a Baker house. Now, did you notice these beads? Are you familiar here in Aberdeen?
No.
Well, this is a tremendous house next to us. And the one next to us is just as big. Small Bakers. And the next one up is Bakers, smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one up on the other side of the street on the corner of Paradise Road, tremendous house. That was C.W. Baker and Sons.
Mm-hmm.
They were all canned goods people.
Okay, canned goods.
Canned brokers. And then the big brick house was another Lynn Baker.
Mm-hmm.
And the next, that's in the one, the other one down with the Baker. So.
And yours was just up on, not too far, your first home?
That first one was, yeah, right up there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so when you got to Aberdeen, it didn't look like it does now, then?
Well, pretty much.
Pretty much.
This end of it did. This hasn't changed.
This hasn't changed too much. It's been all the extra things going on.
Where the change is, it's up on 22.
See, they opened that other road into Proving Ground, and everything went up there.
So that's okay. Where the big change is.
When they opened the new road, up there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, any other things from Aberdeen that you can remember you want to add? Or?
did have one of the things written down. Because I remember.
I've had a great life.
It sounds like it. It sounds incredible.
I had good health. Wonderful.
And you've been married?
I've been in, I don't know how many businesses, and I was successful in every one of them.
The jack of all trades.
Every business. We had, of course, the rental houses. We had 600 and some rental houses.
600 rental houses? Oh my
gosh. Now, that was Baldwin Manor Incorporated, which I was one of the corporations. I didn't own them all. Mm-hmm. In other words, when we sold that, there was four of us. Uh-huh. And so we sold that.
That's a Karras
family. Okay. Karras, how do you spell that?
K-A-R-A-N.
Okay.
And then I had service stations. I built them all over Harford County.
Well, what do you think is the key to your success in all the different ventures?
Work.
Hard work.
And, you know, I say the smartest thing about me is that I'm smart enough to know that I don't know too much. And I get the best people there are in lawyers, architects, accountants. I get the best. Mm-hmm. And I depend on them.
Sounds like it worked real well.
Yeah,
now,
bye.
Now the mushroom can depend on yourself. Did you remember what you were?
Well, the one thing I remember, there was not any organized sports in high school.
Okay.
When I graduated. So it would be some of the teachers or even a student or two that would. But they would have a meet up at Bel Air, at the fairgrounds.
Okay.
And I'm not sure whether it was.
The fairgrounds. At the fairgrounds.
Yes, at the fairgrounds.
Which is where the mall is.
Okay, that was where the fairgrounds were?
There was two fairs. There was a fair way, way back in 1908 or 9, and then that failed. And then they opened another one up in the 20s.
Okay.
And then that faded out, and they opened a racetrack. Mm-hmm. And then that faded out. Well, the mall people bought the racetrack and built the mall.
Mm-hmm. But you remember going? They competed at the fair.
She did.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we would. The high school it was for the high school students, and you would go up to Bel Air, and they gave out. Medals.
What kind of events do they have? Kind of sports?
She was in basketball.
She was good.
volleyball, dodgeball, all those old
games,
sports, and running.
Which did you compete in?
I did get a gold medal in running.
My goodness, what distance did you run?
Run like a rabbit.
What distance did you run? You don't
know? Probably, I don't know, 50 yards or whatever it was.
Oh, so you got a gold medal in you.
Yes.
And running over at the fairground.
And I never said anything about it. And my daughter Linda found this in some of our boxes. Mother, what's that? Oh, I said, that's a gold medal.
That's the old
medal. Running and some other things, did you ever think of participating in sports?
She was a good tennis player.
Volleyball, I enjoyed that. And basketball.
Mm-hmm. Were the teams like
from Bel Air?
Girls and boys, or was it co-ed?
No, it was girls. Separate.
Separate
girls and boys.
So you didn't keep up with your sports. You didn't decide to go to the Olympics or anything.
I did tennis.
You did tennis?
Yes. I played tennis till I was in my 60s.
Where did you play, right?
Well, I played once on this court.
On the court where your house stands today. Okay.
Played at the Privy Ground.
That's pretty great.
We were members of the officers club of those years. So went down there.
Yeah, that's pretty, and how about you, Rick? You were ever involved in any?
I didn't have time.
Well, no wonder. The cows and the mushrooms and the oil and the coal and the...
We were great baseball and football.
I went to games, but I didn't have time.
We had season tickets for many years. But that, but really, that was... He just loved to work.
It paid off. It certainly achieved much. Anything else? Gosh, every time I think that we're almost done, you come up with wonderful information.
Did she see some of the about the awards that I had for the...
Well, that's recent.
Recent.
That's
did you
too
see
recent.
For the Boy Scout?
No.
Boy and Girl. Not Boy Scout, the...
Boys Club or Girl Club?
Well, that and the Boy Scouts also.
What kind of awards did you receive?
He was citizen of the year for the Boy Scouts this year.
Well, that's pretty exciting.
And the Boys and Girls Club, he was honored by. And, of course, the Mason. Of course, he received the Paul Harris Fellow. That's Rotary. And then I received one this year.
Well, what did you receive?
Oh, she plugged in on mine. That'd be kidding.
It's their foundation and the honor of the Rotarians that have contributed to the community and so on. So I just got mine and surprised and knew what I did. I'm not a member of the Rotary.
Well, you must have done something important. They wouldn't have.
Keeping him straight.
Oh, good time. And you've married 60, how many years? 68 years. When's your anniversary?
May 8th.
May 8th. 68 years. And what's the secret of a long marriage?
Getting along.
And that requires?
Work.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Well, it has to be, just as you said. Give and take.
Give and take.
I don't have to take. No, we actually, we've had very few.
Misunderstanding.
Of course, we did discuss if we couldn't get along, we wouldn't live together.
When?
Early
in your first?
Discussed it. We won't waste each other's lives. Because I've seen too much of it.
Right. But you just didn't listen to your uncle, you stuck with him, and it all worked out for the best then.
It is so far.
It wasn't supposed to work at all.
Well, it sounds like you did very well. So, well, I think we'll call this a conclusion if you can't think of anything else. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing your experiences in your life in this way with the library and others in Harford County.
I think we've always been devoted to each other, to our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren, and our church.
And you still belong to the Methodist Church here in town.
So I think that's been our life.
And a good one. Thank you so much.